This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Following the discovery of the dead bodies of six of the hostages taken by Hamas on October 7th, many in Israel have blamed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu for not accepting a ceasefire deal that would have brought them home sooner. U.S. President Joe Biden appears to agree when asked on Monday morning if he thinks Netanyahu is doing enough to secure the release of the hostages in captivity. His answer was short and to the point.
No.
Biden also said he is very close to presenting another ceasefire proposal to Israel and Hamas. Meanwhile, a general strike in Israel appears to be over. This after authorities say it was politically motivated. The AP's Charles de Ledesma has that story.
An Israeli court has ruled that the general strike must end accepting a petition from the government saying it was politically motivated. Israel's largest trade union, Ha'Istadrut, had called for the general strike, the first since the start of the war. It had aimed to shut down or disrupt major sectors of the economy, including banking, healthcare, and the country's main airport. Arnon Bar-David, the head of the union, said he would abide by the court decision and instructed members to return to work. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Two merchant vessels were struck in attacks on Monday off the coast of Yemen's rebel-held Hodeidah province. Maritime security agencies said, reporting that both crews are safe. No group has yet said they carried out the attacks in the area where Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels have targeted ships that they say are linked to Israel. It's a campaign they began in November in stated solidarity with Palestinian ally Hamas in the Gaza War. For more top stories, log on to voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. On Monday, the Institute for the Study of War reported that Russia's August advances in Ukraine were the biggest since October of 2022. This, as Ukraine's Air Force says, Russia launched an overnight barrage of drones and missiles at Kyiv, just as children prepared to return to school after the summer vacation. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Several series of explosions rocked the Ukrainian capital in the early hours Monday. Ukraine's Interior Ministry said debris from intercepted missiles and drones fell in every district of Kyiv, injuring three people and damaging two kindergartens. City authorities reported multiple fires. After more than 900 days of war, the two sides show no sign of letting up in the fight or moving closer to the negotiating table as they pursue ambitious ground offensives. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
An election surprise in Germany as far-right-wing political party heads towards a victory in the country's east. Karen Chamas reports.
The far-right party Alternative for Germany, or AfD as it's known, was on track to become the strongest party in a state election for the first time in the country's east, and at least a very close second to mainstream conservatives in a second vote, according to projections. The mainstream opposition Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, has led Saxony since German reunification in 1990 and hopes that Governor Michael Kretschmer can power it past the AfD again, as he did 5 years ago. A new party founded by a prominent leftist was also making an immediate impact, while the parties in Chancellor Olaf Scholz's unpopular national government were set for weak results. I'm Karen Chamas.
A new report suggests that artificial intelligence, or AI, may not be the job killer some fear it to be. However, the results are mixed. Mike Hempen has that story.
AI may end up cutting some jobs, but it could add others. The experience at some U.S. companies suggests AI may not prove to be the job killer that many people fear, and it will probably make workers more productive to the benefit of themselves, their employers, and the economy. The outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas, which tracks job cuts, says it has yet to see much evidence of layoffs that can be attributed to AI. However, the fear that AI poses a serious threat to some categories of jobs is not unfounded. Researchers at Harvard Business School, the German Institute for Economic Research, and London's Imperial College Business School found in a study last year that job postings for writers, coders, and artists tumbled within 8 months of the arrival of ChatGPT. Mike Hempen, Washington.
I'm Steve Karish, VOA News.